That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Beach Bars and Guitars show. I'm your host, still Johnny Rustler. And I got to tell you what, I can't believe that we are past Labor Day and I can't wear white right now. Ugh. I have these white pants that I can't wear them. Says who? But anyways, yeah, with that being said, oh man, the summer has flown by and it's been a weird summer. But cool things, us Trop Rockers have taken lemons and made some lemonade. Because we got cool new things going on, new music all over the place. There's videos happening. It's exciting. So at least that's cool. So ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, we got finally my man Mike from Salty Vibes. He has got some awesome new stuff coming out, and we're going to talk about that. And then we have Dave Signs. And let me tell you what, this guy, holy cow, now I know he put out a new great little record here called Latitude Adjustment, which you're going to love. You're gonna kick it off the song with him in a minute. But God, he is a multi-level talented guy. He does so much stuff. I had no idea until the guy started talking to it. He even has a talented wife, which I didn't even know it was his wife. So, like, here I am. I mean, it's cool. Really cool interview. I'm excited about that. So, anyways, let's kick it off while we're talking about him. And let's get into music. Here's a little Dave Signs for you.
Kids, they're all looking at me like, what the hell did we did? First I thought it was cause my back's against the wall, affecting my attitude. That's what I thought, but then I figured it out. There ain't no doubt it's my latitude. Yeah, I need a latitude adjustment of the Caribbean kind. Latitude adjustment before I lose my mind. adjustment. No, no, no. It's a latitude adjustment.
It's a latitude.
Hey, hey, hey. What can I say? I need a latitude adjustment.
All right, make it spicy.
Uno, dos, uno, dos. What's up, taco? But it's just another Tuesday creeping by. I know it's only three, but I'm believing. 'Cause there's a little canteen I know. I'm getting hungry and I'm ready to go. I want taco, tequila, and tri-fi. That's what I need to get me through the day. Chris Michelle and a greasy meat, Jose Cuervo and a drop rock beat. I want tacos, tequila, and a drop rock. Hey. Well, I've tried whiskey, women, and western. Heart. Yes, I've tried bourbon and blues and Beale Street, but all it did was just get me down. I gotta head back to Spicy Town. I want tacos, tequila, and chop rock. That's what I need to get me through the day. Ooh, yeah.
on, rubbing on my copper tone. Ain't nobody blowing up my horn. Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody tying me down. Just the strings on my bikini. Dang, I'm gonna take it easy. Cut the anchor, I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets. Just let the skin keep getting more brown. Gonna be single for the summer. Do whatever I wanna do now. Feeling independent, feeling light as a feather. Yeah, I'm feeling like myself again. Feeling so much better. I'm free as a bird. If I want to, I can flirt. Mr. Fella, just yeah, you too, but ain't you her? Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody tying me down. Just the strings on my bikini. Dang, I'm gonna take it easy. Cut the anchor, I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets. Just let my skin keep getting more brown. Don't mean I'm lonely. I'm making new friends and freedom looks good on me, babe. Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody tying me down. Nuh-uh. No way. Just the strings on my bikini. Dang, I'm gonna take it easy. Cut the anchor, I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets. Just let the skin keep getting more brown. Gonna be single for the summer. Ain't nobody gonna tie me down. Just the strings on my bikini. Dang, I'm gonna take it easy. Cut the anchor, I ain't trying to drown. Sunsets with no regrets. Just let the skin keep getting more brown. Gonna be single for the summer. Do whatever I wanna do now. Oh, I'm gonna be single for the summer. Single for the summer. Nobody's tying me down. Single for the summer. Only way is pushing me around. Single for the summer.
Black free, do you have an office job, a cell phone or laptop? No shirt and tie for that salty guy. The adventures never stopped. Me, I dove into the daily grind, working 80-hour weeks for years. Took a permanent vacation to a tropical location, and the pirate in me has appeared. I go searching for buried treasure and working on my tan. My toes do all the digging and sifting through the sand. I'm a pirate with no treasure map, just a blanket and a bottle of rum. The message I read inside it said all the gold is found in the sun. Sifting through the sand. I'm a pirate with no treasure.
and sifting through the sand. I'm a pirate with no treasure map, just a blanket and a bottle of rum. The message I read inside, it said, all the gold is found in the sun. All the gold is found in the sun.
So little Donnie Brewer, like I said, put that in there. And then Erica, her new song, Erica Sunshine Lee's single for the summer. Man, I love that. I'll tell you what, you know what I love? If you guys ever get a chance to meet Erica Sunshine Lee in person, her personality just shines through in her music, and I love it. She's got a great personality, so it goes along great. And then Mike McHenry and his newest song, Buried Treasure. And I'll tell you what, Mike and I got something special coming up. We got a song going on. I'm not even going to tell you what the name of it is yet, but it's cool. And we got Quincy Yates playing the pans on it. It's going to be a nice little collaboration, so be on the lookout for that. It is so close to being done. Like I said, things are cool and exciting happening here. And speaking of new songs, here's the Beach Bum Band's new song, Kiss You in the Keys.
I want to kiss you in the keys. We sugar love to the sea. Got on that island hopper, started heading south. That empty seat next to me, what was that all about? Got off that plane, hit that salty air. When I looked around, I saw you everywhere. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southernmost once or twice. Beautiful face in this beautiful place. Kissing you's what I need. It ain't too hard to see. Steal your kisses on Smathers Beach. And just one more. A few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea. From Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys. From Fiesta to the sea. Southernmost once or twice. Be nice.
snow white sands and bare feet, plowing my way through the dirty snow, piled up on the cold concrete. Down to my last pair of socks that doesn't have a hole in it. All the rest have headed south. I think I know what that's about. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. Need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from those city lights. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Top in my steel toe flip flops, making my way through the sand. It's getting too deep now, I'm sporting bare feet just because I can. I recognize my favorite spot in the middle of a hurricane, but ain't nothing gonna blow away beautiful Gulf Coast day. I need a beach in my life, little time with my wife, away from the job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from the stress and the strife. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Job and breaking up dog fights. I need to lay in the sand with a drink in my hand, far from those city lights. I need a beach in my life where the coconut and ice mixed with the rum makes you feel real nice. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. Every night is just like tonight. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. I need a beach in my life. Oh, I need a beach in my life.
It was a beautiful Sunday morning in the Shore Acres community of Brick, New Jersey. The aromatic smell of fresh brewed coffee filled the air and trop rock music was playing in the background. With a fresh cup of coffee in his hand, he headed to the beach. Sitting in the sand on the edge of the crystal clear water with the waves rolling over his feet, he was immediately filled with inspirational thoughts. It was at that moment the Beach Buddha was created. The vision became as clear as the water that inspired his thoughts, and shortly after, he began to meet with coffee roasters from all over to find that perfect blend. Beach Buddha Coffee Company was born. Join the Beach Buddha Coffee culture. Coffee, music, and inspiration. Check out their sunrise, sunset, and coconut bay roasts, as well as their unique gift sets at beachbuddhacoffee.com.
Beach Buddha Coffee, the best roast from coast to coast.
Last time was the last time I called you from the bar. Me to ride, I'm too drunk to walk, and our house is real, real far. You left me there with my friend Javier while you packed up all your things. I have to admit it stung a little bit when you pawned my wedding ring. But don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, cause I just fit them up. Don't take my record player, don't touch my Ray-Bans, don't take my margaritaville plastic blend cup. She got 200 for the house I bought in 99. The world was right, but I wasn't too shy when I didn't see it die. Kid down the street thought it was neat when you gave him a baseball card. He jams them in his books and thinks it's a joke, and he sends his best regards. Don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, I just fit them up. Don't take my record player, and don't touch my Ray-Ban. Don't take my margaritaville plastic blender cup. Walking down the beach, not a penny to my name. The future ain't bright, I can't turn on the lights in my rundown A-frame. She came along and changed the soul song. She does all things that you wouldn't do. Takes off her swimsuit, kicks off her flip-flops. Still looks good when the sun comes up. She loves to dance with my record player. She looks good in my Ray-Bans. She's got a matching margaritaville plastic blender cup. She's got a matching margaritaville plastic blender cup.
All right, all right. There we go. Dave Baker. I cannot wait to get more new music from Dave Baker, man. That dude can sing. So we're going to have him on the show pretty soon. Like hopefully in the next couple weeks here. So that'd be really cool. Hey, well, it's time to do, I haven't done this in a while, the song that I wish I wrote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Jake Owen is just one of the, like, just got some good beach tunes. You know, he has an old tune, Beachin', and a couple of those other good beach tunes. Well, on his latest album, he's got this song called Senorita, and he sings with Lele Pons, who is just hilarious if you ever go to her Instagram and stuff. She does funny things, but, you know, it's got that Spanish flair. I love it. I love the way this song sounds. So I love the way the song makes me feel, because I've been in the shoes where, you know, you just have not wanted to return from a vacation. I've been there before. It's like, yeah, I want to do this. So along with just the way I love that like Latin feel to it and the guitar work on there. And I don't mean the lead work, just how good the rhythm goes together. And then of course with Lele Pons putting her flair on it, I think it is just a phenomenal song. And I wish I wrote it. Matter of fact, I want to get somebody to come up and sing it with me. So, Trop Rock ladies out there, when we're gigging, this might be a good one. So here it is, Jake Owen, Lele Pons, Senorita.
It ain't just about the bars. It ain't just about
about an umbrella and you drink. It ain't just about the car. Chopped up, dropped down, riding low in the street. And it ain't the sand on my feet. It's got me thinking I might never leave. I'm feeling words that I can't speak. I can learn, girl, if you can teach. Yeah. Señorita, yes, I need ya. All my lips like a shot of tequila. So como se dice, I think I might stay. Leave an empty seat on that airplane. You're the only thing I've been looking at all night. Mamacita got me moving down to paradise. Mi bonita, I can't leave ya. Señorita, señorita.
Time, give me one more dance, me and more. You're gonna be local by the end of the night. So good, I'll make you wanna leave it all behind.
Señorita, yes, I need ya. All my lips like a shot of tequila. So como se dice, I think I might stay. Leave an empty seat on that airplane. You're the only thing I've been looking at all night. Mamacita got me moving down to paradise. Mi bonita, I can't leave you. Señorita, señorita. And it ain't the sand on my feet.
It's the way that you're looking at me.
It's got me thinking I might never leave.
Got me thinking that you're all
I'm feeling words that I can't speak.
It's
a look up at me. I can learn, girl, if you can teach. Señorita, yes, I need ya. On my lips like a shot of tequila. So como se dice, I think I might stay. Leave an empty seat on that airplane. You're the only thing I've been looking at all night. Mamacita got me moving down to paradise. Mi bonita, I can't leave ya. Señorita, señorita.
Ladies and gentlemen, finally on the line, because Mike, I don't know if you heard the show, but I was like two times, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have Mike from Salty Vibes on, and then I like, never was able to call you in time, so like, finally, woo, you are in the hizzy.
Yeah.
So, man, I am very excited because you sent me the shirt, the bucket list shirt. I'm super excited.
Yeah, those are sharp. They look pretty good.
It's so cool. So, Mike, I know the song. I'm actually today on my list is to start penning this song because I already got it sang into a phone, but I got to actually write it and record it. I got to send it to you. But tell everybody what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a guy who basically looks like Johnny Russell sitting on the beach with his girlfriend and has his guitar and his bucket list. Of course, it's just a bucket of beers.
And that's going to be a perfect song, man. Because I know there's bucket lists like, you know, like Kenny Chesney's got that bucket list song and stuff like that. But it's going to be it's perfect. And when you when you told me about the idea, it's actually what I envision. Just drinking out of a bucket list as the world goes by, man. It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really got a lot of color in it. It's just, you know, really, really sharp.
Yeah, it's good. And here's what I was going to tell you. So now I know a lot of things are screen printed, and this is like, I don't want to call it an iron-on. What do you call that kind of?
It is a heat transfer, but it's called Plastisol ink. It's basically the same ink as a silk screen would be, but just it's all together and it's kind of iron-on. So it does have like a little bit of a plasticky feel. It's not bad, but it has really vivid color.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And the thing I thought was cool is this is where I was going to go with. When I was little and my parents, you know, like I told you, we used to go to Sanibel and Fort Myers and all that stuff. I remember going to all those like t-shirt shops. Like, I don't even know if it's still there, like Elvin's Island and all those kind of things. And it wasn't silkscreen. It was right then and there. You would pick out the thing you wanted and then press it on the shirt. And as soon as I got, as soon as I opened it up, that is exactly, it took me right back, which is the good eye thing. It took me right back to the, being on the beach and picking out some crazy, you know, design and having it pressed right then and there, you know? I mean, it really, it brought me back to that. And I love it. That's what made me think of like the, I don't want to call it retro, but it was like a retro feel for me, man. You know what I mean? Because it's what I used to do. So it was cool.
Yeah, I know the old t-shirt shops too. Yeah, it looks pretty good. It'll last forever. So that's, it won't crack or anything like that, like some of the older stuff did. But yeah, I like it.
No, it's super cool. Hey, and am I seeing a new Salty Vibes guitar design?
Yeah, I kind of thought with all the trap rock stuff that's going on now and the new swim stuff, I thought, oh, you know, guitar, that'd be kind of timely. So, yeah, got that. I actually ordered it, so I should have those shortly. I'll get them on the website.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's so cool. So I have two favorite, well, three now. Okay, I love the palm tree thing because I love palm trees. But I love the tiki bar ones. And that's because, see, these are how, like, they all connect, because I love, I love tiki bars. And then, obviously, the guitar one. I mean, beach bars, guitars, obviously, there's a thing, being in the band, you know.
Yeah.
I love, like, those are my favorite. But the funny thing is, so, you know, like, the peace sign one, the one guy in my band is, like, that's his whole thing, and, he loves that one. That's the one, when you gave us that one, he loves it. So, you know, and I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of the Beach Bum Band, and I'm not telling them to do this, man, but they have been showing up, like, randomly wearing the Salty Vibes shirts at gigs. So, you know, like, and I'm like, are you doing that? I actually asked the last, I'm like, you doing that on purpose? He's like, no, man, I love this shirt. So it's like the legit, I love the shirt, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they're a really, really soft cotton shirt. They're like one of the most comfortable t-shirts I think there is, but yeah.
I know I have to buy I'm going to get a brand new banner stand so I can hang that banner all the time. I had I actually got it on order. It's coming. But I had, so many people ask me what Salty Vibes was at that. We just played that one gig. They're like, hey, what's Salty Vibes? And I was like, and we played a marina. I was like, man, this is what you need. So I told, I sent them on the way. So I was like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, I might need to get us a couple business cards or something. You got to send me that. I can hand out when people ask me, because I had people asking me that, like, what's Salty Vibes? I'm like, man, you guys are on a boat. You need this shirt. So it's awesome.
Yeah, try to be tropical, you know, tropical feel, obviously, even as, you know, the weather gets colder here. It's more of a mental thing to me than an actual location. So yeah, if you're snow on the ground at some point, you know, you still can kind of go to the beach, you know, in your mind and with the trap rock music and stuff.
No, it's absolutely. I mean, from being stuck where I'm stuck when it's February, believe me, putting on a Salty Vibe shirt and stuff like that really, and kicking on some steel drums, that makes it, man. That makes it happen. So, all right, man. Tell me.
I just got a whole thing in hoodie sweatshirts and sweatshirts that I'll get on the website too for. And of course, the long sleeve shirt like you have, you know, that are good for winter.
Yeah, I wear that one. I wear that one a lot. I actually have this. I have a weird thing about my left arm, so I always usually wear long sleeve shirts and then just push them up. So yep. I love that shirt, man. I'm a long sleeve shirt guy. It sounds weird, but I am. So I like that. And a hoodie is perfect, man. I didn't know you were getting hoodies. That's awesome. I like that, man. Woo. Especially for us cold people up here.
You're right.
Oh,
I definitely just got a whole box of them today in my living room. Yeah.
That's all. Hey, speaking of not being cold, how was your trip, man? I saw you had some pictures of Madeira Beach there, huh?
Yeah, we actually have a little timeshare we go to at Madeira Beach. So, you know, honestly, I need the time away from work for the vacation. So that was nice just to be on the beach for a little bit. It's not too far from where I live, but yeah, it was nice just to get away.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, just Whatever, it was the picture of the beach that I liked. And I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? So was there any cool beach bars over there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's not too far from here. Yeah. And actually, just so you know, bars, not restaurant bars, but bars can actually open here on Monday.
Oh, nice.
In Florida. So if anybody's going to the Keys or something coming up, the bars will be open.
Man, oh man.
If they served like so much of their income was in food or whatever, they could open before.
Yeah.
But now the actual bars can open on Monday. Yeah, 50% capacity inside and 100% capacity outside.
Well, that'll be good for everybody making that trip down in November to late October to the Keys for all that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't make it for that. I'm going down there in December.
I'm not going. We're not going this year. I didn't know it was too much uncertainty with what was going on or what was going to happen. And so, instead, we'll be down your neck of woods, Music on the Bay. Woo!
I was going to say, we'll be down here in March, though. Yeah, it'll be a nice time of year.
I can't wait. I'm going to come early, man. Like I said, I think I'm going to try to come in Thursday night and then be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then try to get late home. A late flight home. I think that's my plan. So I gotta book my fun tickets. But I am looking forward to Music on the Bay, man. Woo!
Yeah, it's gonna look like they're getting some nice lineup of people so far.
I know. I'm gonna have Dorothy on next week, the president of the Paradise Club there, and I don't know what the lineup is. When I was booked, it was kind of still in the works, so I don't know. I don't know who's all in the lineup. I got to look. Is it out there?
No, I just seen some stuff on Facebook on their. They actually have the Music on the Bay actually has a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So check that out. I know Boomer Blake and some of his friends, and I don't know who, but I just seen a list of.
Oh yeah, Boomer and I were talking about doing something really cool down there with his Boomer's Basement thing. We got to see if it works, though. It's got to come together right. I got some great ideas, man. So I can't wait to meet you. I cannot wait to meet you in person, man. I'm telling you, that's going to be phenomenal.
I've already got my tickets for Music on the Bay, so I'm ready.
I think we're gonna have to have like a salty. I don't know how it works, but I got to get a Salty Vibes booth going or something, man. Or like when I put up the radio show, the Beach Bars thing, we got to do something there.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Stuff, man. I think it'd be cool. I gotta, make sure we're not stepping on toes. But yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what's the first bar you're gonna go to when it opens? Do you have one?
Most of the bars that I go to here are already open because there's more of a restaurant kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one of my favorites just moved. They were like on the beach. Now they're on the beach. But yeah, so there's a lot of them down here.
No, I know. I have a favorite tiki bar up here called Hala Kahiki. And I think it was built 50s or 60s. And it's the whole when that tiki culture was taken over, and they still got it going. But you can't.
Yeah.
But the magic to me is inside. So that's where they have, it was from like straight out of the tiki bar. I mean, the magic to me is inside. They got a really cool patio and a really cool outside, like garden thing. But that's all you can go in right now up here. But it's not like, I like sitting at that tiki bar, with the tiki in your face and the bamboo. And like that's just what does it for me, man. So I can't wait.
A lot of the bars here, obviously, already have, a lot of outside seating. Either they're on the intercoastal waters or on the beach side.
And how is the place I like to go? Like we're talking about that mental state of mind. Is when it's the dead of winter and you go in there and then you can feel like you're in the South Seas. So that means I have to wear my Salty Vibes. I will have to wear my Salty Vibe shirt there and take a picture. So that's awesome, man. But anyways, I just wanted to check in and say hi, man. And make sure everything's good. And I know you had your vacation and I saw that new stuff coming out and I did not know hoodies. So that's awesome. So I just wanted to call in and say hi and make sure things were good. And so. We're going to kick off our Salty Vibes Artist of the Week with, unfortunately, who just passed, Toots and the Maytals. So here's a three-play from them. So, Mike, man, thank you so much for being on again, brother.
Hey, Johnny, appreciate it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All righty, you too.
nation. What a prejudice against the nation. I know what you're anticipating. Just try, try and try. Don't let the enemies get you down. Just try, try and try.
Thank you. me, don't ask me if my name was Johnny Cool. Johnny, Johnny, I say yes, Johnny, man. They call me Johnny Cool. Johnny, 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 can break my bones, and words just don't bother me. I was on the other hand. Johnny, 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 they take me for the Harlem. Johnny, 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 I say I wake up early, feel so cold, and the cops come checking me, don't ask me if my name was Johnny Cool. Johnny, Johnny, I say yes, Johnny, man. They call me Johnny Cool. Johnny, Johnny, can break my bones, and words don't bother me. Come on, take it, take it. Stick a stone can break my bones, and words.
Go the recently very late but very great Toots and the Maytals. Well, I mean, only Toots has passed. Unfortunately, it sounds like from the CNN report that I read today that it was the coronavirus that actually took Toots out, and he has a brand new album out. That's that very first song that I played in that triple play there, and then I played the popular 5446. And then, ladies and gentlemen, he was so talented. He played with so many different people. That one is with Derek Trucks when he did Johnny Cool Man. And actually, the Beach Bum Band has been talking about playing that song for a long time. And you know what? I think in respect to Toots, we're going to have to start playing a couple of his tunes, because he has been such an influence from me from the get-go when it comes to a lot of the reggae tunes and stuff like that. I mean, man, and the guy was 77, still cranking out music, brand new album out. I know we had a tour planned, and I'll tell you what, today that it hit me when I read that. It's such a shame. So, but yeah, that's the Toots, the Salty Vibes Artist of the Week. You can't go wrong with that, man. So, that's that. Anyways, let's kick back into some music, and you know, I think rum might help a little. Here's a little Bob Carwin for you.
Along Clark's traffic comes, freeway bullets start to stop, coffee burns, clock won't turn, I can't say what I don't earn. Boss is chewing on my head, I wish I was back in bed. Window panes, jet planes, all the pains without the game. Car horns, fans, going another rose, another thorn, another dime, another day, there's gotta be another way. The rum helps a little when life is a lot. When I'm stuck in the middle, rum helps a spot. Today, but another round of my ties is on the way. Yeah, the rum helps a little when life. get the axe, bills due. Your 3-year clothes are all too small for you. Laid off, cause I call, bank account is getting soft. Travel plans, God can't have our dinner, no big band. Favorite band is done for good. Broke some tin, or tastes like wood. Internet is down again, watch out boys, I'm going dead. Cuba Libre, Daiquiri, Hurricane, Zombie, Painkiller, Scorpion, Rose and Blue, YM, Dark and Stormy, Mojito, Blanders, Bunches, Rum Rico, Test Pilot, Donkey Doula, Yako Hula, Hickey Doula. The rum helps a little when life is a lot. When I'm stuck in the middle, rum helps a spot. I can't get to the beach today, but another round of my ties is on the way. Yeah, the rum helps a little. Life is a lie.
never see.
Thank God the tiki bar is open. Thank God the tiki torch still shines. Thank God the tiki bar is open. Come on in and open up your mind. Thank God the tiki bar is open. Thank God the tiki torch still shines. Thank God the tiki bar is open. Come on in and open up your mind. Thank God the tiki bar is open. Thank God the tiki torch still shines. Thank God the tiki bar is open. Come on in and open up your mind.
The Beach Bars and Guitars line with a brand new album out. The one, the only, Dave Sine. Dave, what is going on, man?
Man, I'm hanging out in Nashville playing around in the studio today.
Man, I have like this makeshift studio, but I got to tell you, I was kind of stalking you on your Facebook and on your stuff like that, because so this is weird, but like, so when I went to, we did the Trop Rock in the Ozarks, and you know, you hear names and stuff like that when you're playing, and I don't get a chance to like tour as much as other people get to like go out and tour with, cause I got like 5-year-old twins and all that stuff. But all of a sudden, like Beth, Dave Baker, you, all these people, and Millie on Shore Life has brought to life all these people. So I'm like, I know the name, and I know we've both had Alan Jacks. I don't mean to call him. Just Jacks. You know what I'm talking about. On the drums. I'm used to looking at his Facebook name, so I call him the whole name. But we both have Jacks on the thing and play on some stuff. And so then I go around doing this and checking it out, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, man. So first of all, you got a legit studio.
I do. I had a commercial studio here in Nashville for years, and about 7 years ago, I sold my, I'm speaking collectively for my wife Beth and I, but about 7 years ago, we sold our property because the value was going up, and we were getting ready to tour and not work as much. So I bought all my gear to my house, and put it in the basement. So I have I have a real home studio, bigger than what most people would want to deal with in their house. I don't have a lot of space, but I got some pretty serious gear.
Well, that's what the picture, it looked pretty serious to me, man. That's why I was like, whoa, that's cool. Cause I have been trying for years have wanted that home studio and that studio thing. And the weird thing that happened is one of the other guys used to be in the band with me. We were actually, there was a recording studio for sale up in the Chicago area. And like, we're like, dude, let's pull the trigger. Let's do this. And then about that time is when all the Pro Tools and all that stuff kind of hit, where people could home record, and we didn't have the knowledge that some people would have of years and years of recording and stuff like that. So we abandoned that dream. So now I just sit in my basement which is not near what I'm like when I was looking at your board and all that stuff. I mean, just from the pictures, that's awesome, man. So. Do you split your time between Nashville and Florida?
I do. You know, we have a home in Florida down in Inglewood, down just off the intercoastal. that off Cape Hayes, Gasparilla Island, that area.
Woo.
And we also have a studio there. So we a couple of years ago turned our house here in Nashville upstairs into a Airbnb. And then we have a small apartment and all our gear in the basement here. And the thing about Nashville is, you know, there's players here that are used to making records. So you can do a lot of cool stuff pretty quick. So we come here, cut our tracks and get the overdubs we need from players here. And then we usually finish all our vocals and any keyboard overdubs or guitar percussion that we might do, in Florida. And then I usually come back to Nashville to mix because I'm just really used to this room. I've got another, I don't think there's any pictures of it, but an AMAC console in the studio in Florida. We call it the She Shed by the Seaside because my wife says it's a she shed and it's not a studio, but if you look in it, you'll think it's a studio.
So this is my next question, because Beth is your wife. Beth Travers is your wife, right?
That's right. Yeah, okay. That's right.
Want to make sure I got that right. It looked like it. But you both do music. So is it weird? Right. Like, I mean, is it cool? Like, I always think this with Tom and Coley. Like, is it good working with your wife? Or, because, like, I know I can barely live in the same home with my wife, let alone do the same. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'll tell you, it actually is great. One, she's a super talented musician. We met out on a package tour with Razzy Bailey and Percy Sledge, and I was playing keys and she was playing bass. And we were like odd ducks out. We were subbing for friends of ours. And I've worked on a lot of records with Razzy, and she'd worked with him on the road here and there in the studio. But we both toured for years. Before we were married, separately with other artists, that she worked with Ray Stevens, I remember the Streak and Mississippi Squirrel and all that. She worked in Ray's band, and we both played music separately. So we already had these long time, 20 plus year careers in the music business going when we met. And mine was focused mostly here in Nashville in the studio and, television studios and making records on people.
And then,
it's not hard for us because we're used to being away from each other. We don't have that whole jealousy thing. We know what it's not all fun games and partying on the road stuff. It's tough. So.
Oh yeah. No, I know. You know, and it's funny because I always said, like, if somebody told me that the Beach Bum Band would have been together for 20 years, no way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And I was looking back at when we first got going and didn't know the business, didn't know and we were just partying like crazy. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, when you look back at that, I was thinking of, like, you know, being up for 36 hours or 48, yeah. 72 hours, I mean, and, like, just at a time and just going and going and going and playing. And now it's like I'm getting up the time I used to go to bed. You know what I mean? So, like, and it's a whole different thing. I'm telling you, no way that I think I'd still be playing music, let alone have the same band. You know what I mean? So, but I mean,
yeah.
And then the other thing I got to tell you, man, you are a talented married couple because I was blown away by Beth in the Ozarks. So
yeah, Beth is she knows what to do. She's been doing it for a while now. She's talented.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. And then you guys making, and your record, that new record you have is phenomenal. I even like the artwork. That's a cool artwork design. Like, so go ahead. I didn't say the name because I wanted you to say the name. You got the new album is out and it's called
Latitude Adjustment.
And I love the album cover. So when you go to buy the album, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, you like how I threw that in there, Dave? When you go to buy the album, you take a look at the album cover. Cause like, is there significance to the red line?
Well, there kind of is. You know, one of the things I got involved with a few years ago was developing marinas. And I spent some time in New York, Buffalo, New York, to be particular, developing a 1,200 slip marina. And we did the rebuild in the middle of the winter. I think about that in Buffalo, New York. So we did it on the ice when it melted. It was there. And when it was done, I'm like, I got to get out of this cold. I got to get somewhere warm. So that was kind of it, you know. That was the kind of the concept for the song Latitude Adjustment, and you know, that kind of weather and working. And I know a lot of people that live up north, and I know you're up north, and I grew up in Michigan myself. So
yeah.
Weeks of those cold winters, you know, about so many days of cold gray sky, and you're like, man,
I know. One
you
day.
You start to get grouchy and everything. Yeah, it's like, I need to adjust my attitude. No, I really just need to adjust my latitude, and that's kind of where it came from.
You know, I believe in that. One of my real good friends, Greg, lives in San Diego. And there was a time I was almost going to move to San Diego. And like, you know, my dad got sick, so I didn't get to go and all that stuff. But I was like, man, you know, he's paying big money for like this 900 square foot house. And he's like, dude, but I wake up and say I'm in San Diego. And you know,
in San Diego, yeah.
And it's always, and I get it, like in Florida, you wake up and you're in Florida. You know what I mean? Like, and I always think every single year, and I can picture the moment, his fate, everything, when I'm sitting in negative 30 degree wind chill, and I'm like, but he wakes up in San Diego, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, so like, I think you're right. I mean, it is an attitude. It is latitude. Think of the lifestyle so much better, man. It just in my opinion, and I love Chicago, don't get me wrong, and I love the Midwest, and I grew up here, but being a man who likes the beach, it can get tough in February. So
there's no question. I grew up going to Lake Michigan, but Lake Michigan in February is not really where you want to be.
No. And I tried this. This is a pathetic attempt at surfing. Because there's no thing here that you might remember this. Do you remember the Great Lakes Surfing Association? It was out of Michigan.
No, I don't. Okay. Sure don't.
They were out of St. Joe's, but I tried to do that. And they're like, the time that there were waves on Lake Michigan was spring and fall. So I went out and I, a good 2-3 outings with this group and froze my ass off. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to like compensate for something, and it's the beach. It's the latitude, and I can't get it. I just had to accept that I couldn't get it. So
I hear you.
So what I think is cool is I know that you didn't play trap rock your whole life. What, you know, what like swayed you and like, hey man, this is cool. I'm going to do this. What like kind of what brought it in?
Well, it's kind of a funny thing. My dad played music and played music. I moved to Nashville in the 70s and got involved with country music of that era up through about early 2000s, and played on a lot of records, worked with a lot of hit artists, and loved it. But I've always been around water and lakes, and I've had a sailboat since the early 80s. And a buddy of mine got me into sailing, and I just really loved it. And then I went in the early 80s, I went to Cayman Islands with Earl Thomas Conley and Johnny Russell. Johnny Russell from the Grand Ole Opry. Not Johnny Russell.
I would love to make it there.
And I saw a barefoot man. He was playing where we were staying. I thought, well, that's really cool. And I bought some of his CDs, and I listened to him on my sailboat, and I was hooked. So I've been listening to it for a long time, although not all of the genre, not all of the stuff that's out there. I wasn't aware of a lot of it, but I always loved like Belafonte. I always loved Steel Drums. I've got tons of Steel Drums records, like people from the islands that aren't like big names or working a circuit, you know, real authentic stuff. And I love that. And my wife, the same way, she grew up sailing also. So, a few years ago, I got acquainted with Tom Shepard. We had a big marina here in Nashville, and Tom came, and he and one of the other guys on the writers of the – well, two of the other guys, Steve Williams and Mark Sherrill at Real Redneck Yacht Club, all had boats at our marinas. And so we gave them a slip, and, you know, we were the home base for – Redneck Yacht Club Radio, which I don't know that it came to fruition, but that's when I met Tom, and my wife had known him, and I started to get a little more information about this, and Tom just knew me from the marina business, not really from the music business. My time in the music business was really before his, but I just kind of got to the point in my life where I made records on everybody for years. I'm going to play some music again out live. I never really did give up the studio, even when I was developing marinas. So, My wife was friends with Jack Mosley from when Jack lived in Nashville years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Beth and he were friends, and she was telling me what he was doing. And, I was down there, gosh, it's been maybe 3 years ago. And we had a house inland in Florida, but not on the coast, but, Jack called me and asked, I think he asked Beth and said, would Dave be interested in coming playing some keyboards on my records? So I went to Jack's house to, same thing, he's got a home studio, and played on it. And then we exchanged some things. I played him some things that I produced on different artists. So, you know, people that no one's heard of, but good records. And so his next CD asked if I would produce it. And I said, well, you know, Beth and I kind of produced together, but I'd love to, but I can't cut it here. I need you to come to Nashville. And this. So Jack kind of got me kind of both feet in, I'd say.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I listened to a lot of his other stuff, and he turned me on to some other artists, and I really started listening to what was out there. And that's, you know, you're one of the guys I came across then, I don't mean this in a disparaging way to anyone else, but I love trop rock music. I like to hear it rock and roll. I like rock and pop. Yeah. I love country too. I've played it my whole life. I've been on some amazing tours, worked with some great artists, but I'm not as thrilled about all the stuff that's just real hard country sounding that's got tropical lyrics.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not what I thought trop rock was. But there's some really great songs. I love some of the songs and some of the singers and writers. So I don't mean that in any way as a put down. But that's how I got into it. Just Jack Mosley kind of drugged me into it completely by accident. We're just finishing Jack's second record on our label, MFG, and we just started.
I was going to ask you about that next. That was my next thing I was going to ask you. But no, I know. You know what you're like? That's the weird thing when you say that about the genre, because, and I think now, in light of some things recently, you know, it's kind of opened up a little bit bigger, you know, like than what it is. Cause for a while, like I was telling the guys, now I grew up on Kiss and stuff like that. So when I do the Beach Bum Band, it's like Smoke Machines and stuff like, cause that's what I grew up on and I like to rock. You know what I mean? So
I love it. I did a record with Razzie Bailey and Peter Criss.
So, oh, that would be awesome. But like,
that guy's a great singer, man.
But when I think of a show, I think of, like, you know, when you go to see a show, and now I love Alan Jackson, so don't get me wrong when I say this, because I know people, but when I went to see Alan Jackson concert, he kind of just stood there. And he sounded,
man, I used to tour with Randy Travis, so we the band I was working with opened with all these package shows one summer, and it was like watching paint dry. Great singer.
Right, boring. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Man, I want to see some fun. Dance. Let's get a conga line. Let's dance around with our guitars. Yeah.
And then like 2 days later, I don't think I've ever told anybody this story. Then like 2 days later, I went to see Kiss. And here's the thing. I was with the guys in my, you know, in one of my friends actually was in the band, but I was like, and we saw them both. Cause I love all kinds of music. I'm love the blues. And I think that might be a little Chicago thing. I love some jazz. I love that jazz fusion stuff. I mean, I am all over the board when it comes to music. And I think that's where I'll throw some funky, like in the studio is where I get weird. That sounds, because, and you'll understand when I say that, like on our last album, I was like, this song needs a tuba. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like telling you, we need a tuba and like the thing. And then next thing you know, I got like the horn section going with like the tuba thing. But you know what I mean? And it's weird. But I saw Kiss and I said, man, here's the thing. Everybody in Alan Jackson's band has probably 10 times the talent that was in Kiss. And you know what I mean? Like including the way they sing. Well, Paul Stanley though is good. But then I saw Kiss and the show was literally explosive. And that moment right there told me, cause like Alan sounded like it was the album. Like he could have pressed play, stood up there and played.
Yeah.
And it was a great show. I mean, the guys are talented. He's got like, and I admired, he said he had the same band he's always had, like stuff like that. I loved it. Totally cool to sit back and listen. But then I like 2 days later when I saw Kiss, I was like, oh man, like this is where it's at. So it's kind of weird because I've always felt like the Beach Bum Band's been a little bit on the outskirts because, and I always tell people, I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm afraid, like I'll write a song. I'm like, is this too rocking? You know what I mean? Like, is that too much? And then, you know, so I got like one day there might be a B-sides that's like probably could be but I said, I go, I don't want to be a rock band that just happens to have steel pans. Just like there's many of these guys that are country guys that just happen to have steel pans when you really look at it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I totally know it. I totally know what you're saying. Yeah.
So it's been challenging. And the cool thing is I because of my friend Al Camp, we started writing with people and doing things with people. And that's been awesome. That's expanded me.
It really stretches your horizons, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I actually, and this is even before I knew this, like after I saw Beth in the Ozarks, I was like, you know what? I need to do something. Like I want her to, like jam on something with us. Like when we make a record, I want to write a tune and all this stuff. And then as I dive in with like Millie telling me stuff and all that, I'm like, oh my God. Like I had no idea. And then that's where I was going to go with MFG Records. Like, how did this whole thing happen? Because that's awesome. You know, like forever, I was like, man, if I only had a record company, But like, you know, and I realized that record companies aren't like Capitol Records like they are today. You know what I mean? Or like how they were back in the day.
No, the record business has changed a lot. Yeah.
But it's cool just to like, I feel like, cause you know, when I look at the roster there, there's a lot of like the Jack Mosleys and obviously you and Beth, you know what I mean? So, it's kind of like, I feel like it, I mean, do you have like, what's the mix on MFG Records? Which, by the way, do you want to say what it says, what it means? I know what it means.
Yeah, it stands for Music for Grownups. And it really was a concept that I've carried around for a number of years. So in the early 2000s, I got pretty burned out. I had played music my entire life, been all over the world. Beth and I had been touring it together in Europe for several months. And we took a summer off and I met this guy where I kept a sailboat in the marina. And in the short version is I got involved with the marina business and stayed there, but I always kept the studio. And, I started to realize about the baby boomers. This is really where this came from. And I realized that we were still listening to the music we loved when in the '70s and eighties, and nobody was it was the same songs. We love the style. We love the feel, but nobody's putting out new records anymore. Or very, very seldom. I mean, you couldn't hear them on the radio.
Yeah.
So for me, Music for Grownups was a concept that I had that I had planned to do when I got out of the marina business. You know what they say, don't ever get into something you don't have an exit strategy for. Well, so we kind of did, and it was MFG Records. And my goal is to, I don't know if you've been to our website, but there's a lot of really great regional artists.
Yeah.
And artists who have, a lot of music in them that people would like to hear, but they don't have a platform for making great records. And I've made great records on great artists my whole life. And it's not about the gear you have really even so much, especially nowadays, but it's about, do you understand how to make records? So MFG was something that I wanted to bring music to people that were 40 plus. That weren't interested in what was on the radio. It's not, you know, I mean, when I was 17, my dad thought what was on the radio was crap.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? I mean, yes. That's a generational, it's a wheel. It turns. We all get that. But I know for as long as I live, there's an audience that will love the music that I love and the style of music. And like you say, the varieties within that are pretty wide, which is one of the things I like about trap rock. So my goal was to just create a really, really good private platform for people that are actually working, that want to make good records. We have a division of it. I have an artist named Greg Hager who's a Western artist, and he does Western and Christian music. And he's the real deal, man. He's not like a hard range cowboy, but he does farm work when he needs to. He's a wonderful songwriter and a wonderful singer. He plays a 12-string guitar. So, I'd made 7 or 8 records with him before I put him on our label. And always they said, you can't play 12 string. You gotta, you know, just get studio players. And I bought him in and said, I'm not going to bring an acoustic player in. I want you to, we're going to work and get your guitar sounding great. That's part of what you do. So I'm into making records around how the artist sounds. If you listen to Jack Mosley's record, that's Jack playing acoustic guitar. That's not a session guy. Now there's some other overdubs here and there, but the core of it all is Jack. We centered around Jack. Same way with Beth. I don't know if you're familiar with Rudy Cox. We're getting ready. Rudy's just coming on our label, getting ready to do a record on Rudy. And Rudy's a little more to the countryside of what I hear on trap rock a lot, but he's not all the way to where like, trying to think of a couple of guys that are in Eric Babin's bunch, not Donnie Brewer, but gosh, cause I'm not familiar with everyone.
Well, there's like Eric Erdman.
I love Eric Erdman.
Yeah.
But there's a couple guys that are just a little more. Erica Sunshine Lee is one of these. I love Erica Sunshine Lee and what she does with her low voice. And she's just I found out we were neighbors for several years. She lived right around the corner from me here in Nashville, and I didn't know it.
That's great.
When you listen to their music, it's a Nashville country record. And they're good records. They're doing a good job with it. So Rudy's is not really that far to country, but it's got a little bit of that kind of country rock kind of feel in it. So I'm excited about that. MFG, man, music for grownups, music for folks our age, that want to hear good music. And, you know, like I say, I love making records, but I don't take money for it anymore. As far as you can't hire me to make your record. You know, it's not really what I do. I've done a lot of that in my life. I just want to make really good records that I have some control over. Made a lot of records where people, they have these two dumb things they want to do that may keep their record from being really, really great. And you're like, when they're paying you, you don't have yeah. to let them do it. But the way we work now is, you know, we do a partnership thing, and we don't really keep track of time. You know, if you get good players in, you can blast out tracks and everything pretty quick. But, you know, when I was a kid, I made records, and you're there for one day, and the next thing you hear is when it's to vinyl, and you go, man, why didn't somebody tell me about that? I hate that.
Yeah,
I want them perfect. When it's done, I don't want you to have to, I don't want you to be able to say, man, I wish we'd have, you know. So we take a little bit of time to make them. I can only make about a half a dozen years, about all I have time for.
That's
the
cool.
stuff I'm doing.
No, and you know, that's the thing too. Now I had like, just because of, it's ironic, but with like Corona and stuff, virus happening, there was a lot of times we couldn't get, and that's where I actually used, jacks for a couple drum things. I'm like, hey man, my drummer's kind of down and out. Can I have you just record some stuff? And, I have a secret passion for surf music. So I'm like, let me send you this too. Let's do that. You know, so I got
it. It's funny you should say that, cause I do too. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh yeah. No, I'm trying to put, I actually, want to do a, like, you know, I want it to be away from the, I have a whole different name and everything that goes for, not me, but like the band. So it's not,
sure.
You know, I don't want to mix the two, but I love it, man. I have a Dick Dale signature guitar. That's how much I love surf music. You know what I mean? Like, it just puts me in a good mood, and it's good driving.
Well, you
music.
Remember the Ventures.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the Ventures used Mosrite guitars. And if you look on Beth's CD and on my CDs, you'll see a guy named Eugene Moles. Eugene Moles' dad, his name is also Eugene, built the first prototype for Mosrite. That Sammy Mosley did them. The Mosleys have been friends of mine since I was in my teens.
That's so cool.
And they're all very connected. So I've worked with Noki Edwards a bunch of times in the studio. And a friend of mine, Mark Mosley, was producing them and knew all those guys from Mosrite. But Eugene comes from Bakersfield, and he knew all those cats. And he also loves surf music.
So yeah, that's cool.
Surf
yeah,
music so is that's really, why, it's really cool.
So I had Jax. I'm like, come on, let's do it, man. Like, and I'm trying to do it like where it, you know, does surf and Exotica kind of together. But I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, hey man, throw this down. It's the first one I did and let it rip. So then, but it's the first time I've done that. But generally, you know, I'm a band guy. Like everybody is, for the most part, unless you're having like a guest musician, it's the band. You know what I mean? Like we play
sure.
as a band, and I love
right.
being in a band. And I think it's the camaraderie and the friendship and all that stuff that goes along with it. But that's what I like. Like, hey, we play as a band. You know what I mean? So, we record as a band, and like when we play live, and you get it because you've done this. Like when you're playing live, as opposed to like, I've had to jump in as a session guy before, and you know it's you're cool. You know you're all respected and you're playing, but you don't know where. Like you can feel like if somebody's gonna go like, hey, I need to extend this solo because I'm feeling it. You know the feeling it, and you don't just go, oh, safe bars. You know what I mean? You just let it rip, and it's cool because we do that a lot because we've been playing together for so long that you can feel it. You know what I mean? It's just like, and we're big feel players, but it's kind of cool. But I got to go back to your album, man. So now, first of all, tell everybody where you can get it.
You can get it at my website, DaveSignsMusic.com. You can go to the MFG Records website, MFGRecordsLLC.com. It probably should start to appear on CD Baby and Amazon and pretty much all the digital streaming places because it's only been out for a month, so it takes a little while to get it all intact there. So you can find me on Facebook and send me your name and address, and I'll send you one. It's about getting the music out there. You know, you can afford one. I want you to have one. If you can't afford one, I still want you to have one. So
that's awesome. Hey, do you have do you have like a favorite? I know this is weird because it's like asking if you like your if you have a favorite kid, but do you have like a favorite song? Like when you're writing it, you're like, man, this is it.
You know, on that project, there's two songs that I think I like the most. One is called Old Man, because, and I will tell you this, I wrote that song a number of years ago, but I played it out a number of times with guys that are, you know, seniors, and, you know, it's hard to, guys, we're cool, you know, yeah. The girls, it's not hard to make the girls cry. I've seen a lot of tears, man, come out of guys' eyes on that song because it's just the dang truth. You grow and your kids grow and it all happens so fast. So you got young kids, man, enjoy it, you know? I mean.
Yeah, no,
Because it happens fast. I love that one. I have a special place. The other one, you know, there's a couple songs on there that you'll notice there are two or three different drummers. I worked with a friend of mine for years and years. He passed away here a few years ago. Wow. He and I worked a lot of sessions, been all over the world together. And I was digging through some stuff, and I found some stuff we were working on that we never finished. So I don't know if you've listened to that whole project, but there's about a 12 or 11 minute song called "Pink." I Love Pink Flamingos on the end of that.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of crazy, but I got up one. I had, my daughter lives in Portland, Oregon, and I was visiting her one day, and she started singing "I Love Pink Flamingos, Pink Flamingos." Pink. I said, and she's a big Fish. She loves the band Fish. She likes jam bands, like Government Mule, Warren Haynes, and those guys. She likes all that kind of stuff. So I said, "Is that like a Fish song?" She said, "No, I just made it up, Dad." I'm like, "Oh, well, that's cool. Let's go to write a song around that recorder someday." Well, that's been probably 10 years ago. And I had this other song that a band in Switzerland did called "Do You Want to Dance?" And it was a kind of a Cajun, real fast fiddle tune. And I found these drum parts. And I found this really cool groove that my buddy Ed had played. So I cut it apart and started adding to it. Thought, well, I'll do something with this. And it ended up, I'm going, hell, that's 12 minutes long. Well, I was thinking about the other song while I was writing this project and working, sending stuff back and forth with Beth. Her and I co-write a lot. And I thought, I wonder if I could do that Pink Flamingos and maybe do the Do You. I just kind of had this concept, but. Anyway, I made this drum track, and my course, I'm here in Nashville working on some stuff one night, and I get up in the middle of the night, and I just kind of had one of those aha moments, and I came out, and the vocal, there's a keyboard track on that you can't really, you know, it's not a significant track, but that vocal on there, I wrote that entire song, all 11 and a half minutes of it, off the top of my head, live at the piano, playing the Edge drum track. I thought, I'm going to play until the music runs out.
That's
and I made
awesome.
All that stuff up. Out of a dream, and it turned out to be, it got funnier and funnier and funnier. And I thought, this is crazy. And I sent to my daughter, she said, "Dad, did you start smoking pot again?"
That's awesome.
Anyway, I like that one just because it's something that the idea came from my daughter, and probably the best friend of my life is the drummer on it, and he's no longer with us. So I refer to him as Dead Ed because he'd have thought that was pretty funny, but.
Those are
probably my two personal favorites. And I love the Tropical and I Love Dancing. The drummer on those two songs is Harry Wilkinson. Harry was the drummer on Michael Martin Murphy's Wildfire, Carolina in the Pines and all that. He's been a friend of mine for a long time too. I'm an old guy. You know, yep. I guess all my buddies are old guys. And Jax was new, like you were talking about Jax a minute ago, having that great new, younger drum sounds and everything was really, really cool. And working with somebody that hadn't worked in the studio format that I'm used to working in. We learned, that's how old guys continue to learn, is to keep young, fresh music in your life. And that's how young guys got the learn stuff that they didn't know was from old guys that have seen it all.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I actually started the show with Live Tropical. So, you know, I know you didn't hear the beginning yet, but yeah. So there you go. That's that. All right. Before I cut you loose, I like to play this game. It's called This or That. So I'm going to give you two choices and you just have to try to pick one, like one that would, if you know, life depended on it kind of thing. So it's kind of tough. So,
all right.
I'm curious because you've been around the music business so long that these are, you know, they'll be mainly music related. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start easy real quick.
Okay.
Let's go with, do you like, if you had to choose it, listen to it for the rest of your life, is it country or rock?
It's rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. All right. You know how many times people don't say that? I usually get country. So,
oh, no, it's rock and roll, baby. Yeah. I love country, but it's rock and roll all the way.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm an electric guitar guy, so that's the way it goes. Which, by the way, I saw a picture you had with a sweet-looking telly. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is that like...
You probably play yours a lot better than I play mine.
I don't know about that.
I'm a keyboard player, man. Yeah.
It just,
I'm a V3 player, you know?
Oh, that's cool, man. See, I can't play I can do the chords and that's it. Okay, here's the next one. This is gonna be a little bit tougher. I think I know what you're gonna say though. All right. Nashville or Florida?
Florida.
Oh, not what I thought you were gonna say. Wow. Yeah. I blew that one. I thought you were going to say Nashville just because of the music.
I've been here all my life, man. You can drive here in a day.
Yeah, no, I want to. Actually, my buddy who does Anchor Radio, I have another friend. You know, you probably know Jake Thomas down there. He plays at a marina. Does he play at your marina? There's a marina he plays at. I don't know. But
there's a bunch of guys playing around here. I don't know.
Yeah, no, but he's like... He was doing trop rock, and he kind of dropped back out, and I guess he's putting a new album together. So, but
you said Jay Thomas?
No, Jake. Jake.
Oh, yeah. Jake plays. Yeah, Jake plays over here at it's called Safe Harbor Resort. It's a marina and RV resort. Yeah.
Yeah, we're like friends, but only through. I've never met the guy yet. So my buddy was just down there, and he does Anchor Radio, Evan James, and I'm like, we got to go.
Evan called me about that. He met Jake over there at that marina. Yeah.
Yeah. So so we live by each other. We've been friends for a long time, Evan and I. And so like we were been like, so he was like, dude, I'm telling you, my text is blown up since he's been back. He's like, we got to do a guy's trip down to Nashville. I'm like, well, I'll bring a guitar up and sling one on. And
well, y'all let me know when you come, man. I got a place for you to hang out.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Okay. Here's my next one.
All right.
Okay. And I actually don't know if you drink, so this might not work.
Well, I've been known to
take
an adult beverage.
All right, I'm going to go this way. This is because of the beach and the thing. Whiskey or rum?
Rum, hands down.
Oh, wow. All right. You know what? I'm a rum guy all the way. I love whiskey, don't get me wrong. But... and I know people think it's cliche, but I really, honestly, my thing is I love Mai Tais. It's crazy. I know it, but I love them. I can't help it. I love them. So, okay. So here's the next one. This is going to be the tough one. Performing live or recording?
Recording.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See? I'm down with that. That's cool. I am a live guy because I don't know how to record that well. You know what I mean? Like I always say we're a better live band than we are a studio band because we play live constantly. We sling it out and we're doing it live, you know, all the time. But like, but when I'm in the studio, I feel more creative. Does that sound funny? But
yeah, it's two different things. I love live because I love the interaction with people, and I've worked with and I've done a ton of live things and tours and. Mostly with artists, but there's nothing like the studio. I actually had a friend of mine in here. It's Dave Rowe. He's one of the bass players. Dave played with Dwight Yoakam, with Johnny Cash for years. I don't know who all. He's a great player. And he looked at me and said, you know what you play? I said, what? Because I play a lot of different instruments, especially in the studio. I said, what? He said, you play the studio. I thought, you know, he's right. I never thought of that.
That's pretty cool.
He said, the studio is your instrument. But it's true. It's where I'm most comfortable. I can't not have one. It drives me crazy. And I have to have real gear. If I don't, it makes me nuts. I have this fetish for microphones and, you know.
That's funny you said that. As I have been putting this like little, it's just a room in a basement. Not kidding. Like it's set up though. You know, it's like the way they set up besides one wall, it doesn't have any real hard angles or anything like that. It's set up pretty good. But now I've been like becoming a microphone guy. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm trying to record. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, this like $60 mic ain't going to cut it. You know what I mean? You know, and it's,
yeah,
you said that because I just, in the last year, I've purchased, I can't tell you how many, like, well, not that many, but like one, two, three, just like about four or five good mics. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like
they make a difference.
Yeah, oh, big time. And I found one. Oh man, Alston. It was on a whim.
Alston, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it, man.
Yeah.
It's a great mic. And I just discovered it's been great with picking up acoustic. So, but.
Oh yeah.
But anyways,
I'll tell you another really good thing. Preamps. Really good preamps.
And see that I don't have. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know enough about it. I just got a talk box. Yeah. I don't know how to make it. I'm trying to figure out how to use a talk box. So I can do all this other stuff with guitar and the wah. I don't, I never had a talk box. And I just,
but we talking about with a tube that comes up, yeah, and like a high alt talk box? Or
yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I don't know how to like set it up right. So I'm like, that's my project for today. I just got it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Just
sounds
got great. It. So I'm going to do it. I just got it. But anyways, man, I will let you fly. Thank you for being on. And ladies and gentlemen, go and snag Latitude Adjustment. And go ahead and tell us one more time where to get those.
You can get it at DaveSignsMusic.com.
All right.
MFGRecords.com.
Yes, I've been into MFG now that I found out about it, man. But all right, buddy, we will talk to you soon, man. Thanks,
Johnny,
for being
Rustler.
On.
Thank you, buddy. Awesome.
Mangoes and bananas for breakfast. Mimosa in my left hand, snapping my fingers to the rhythm of the waves, grooving down the beach in the sand. Oysters for lunch on Monday and Tuesday, waiting for the afternoon rain, acting just like a kid again. I got this thought going round in my brain. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Live tropical. It's the only way to go. Live tropical. Just tune into the rhythm and flow. Walk in the sun even when it's not shining. Dance when the raindrops are falling down. Tune into this way of life. You'll be the happiest person around. If you walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Wednesday and Thursday going fishing. In the afternoon I'm taking a nap. I'll be hanging my feet off the hammock, listening to the water laugh. I got no plans at all for Friday, and I keep Saturdays open. It's my thing. I'll be going to church at the ocean on Sunday. Got this thought blowing round in my brain. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Live tropical. Cause it's the only way to go. Live tropical. Just tune into the rhythm and flow. Walk in the sun even when it's not shining. Dance when the raindrops are falling down. Lose yourself in this way of life and be the happiest person around. If you'll just walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Just walk in the
the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Sunday evening at the shore, I watch the sun go down with a rum punch in my hand. Probably sleep there all night long, then start all over again. With mangoes and bananas for breakfast, mimosa in my left hand, snapping my fingers to the rhythm of the waves, grooving down the beach in the sand. But I walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical. Ooh, you gotta walk in the sun, dance in the rain, live tropical.
I was heading to Nashville in my old Ford, off to the studio to record. The session had started and I was late, and that really hurts when it's an hourly rate. The traffic was backed into Demumbrian. On the edge of the curb stood a thirsty bum. The sign that he held was perfectly clear. Voila, I need beer. Beer money, money to spend, money to borrow, money to lend. Turn on your days from cloudy to sunny. All you need's a little beer money. I was playing a show off 7th and Main, feeling good, yeah, I was feeling no pain. In walked my agent, so I bought him a beer. I said, just use my name, it's on the tab in the rear. As the night wore on, I never saw him again. I found out he slid out the back door with friends. I fired my agent cause of what I got paid. My bar tab was 50 more bucks than I made. Beer money, money to spend, money to borrow, money to lend. Turn all your days from cloudy to sunny. All you need's a little beer money. El Stout, Porter, Lager, Pilsner, or Wheat. My favorite beer is beer that's free. Beer money, money to spend, money to borrow, money to lend. Turn all your days from cloudy to sunny. All you need's a little beer money. Beer money, money to spend, money to borrow, money to lend. Turn all your days from cloudy to sunny. All you need's a little beer money. Turn all your days from cloudy to sunny. All you need's a little beer money.
Yes, we are.
gentlemen, that is, I had so much more music lined up. This day is gone. This show's gone by so fast today. Some TRMA guys, you know, signed up here, like Jonas and Boomer, guys like that I had on deck. But next time, hey, speaking of TRMAs, don't forget, we would love for you to vote for Beach Bum Band, Band of the Year, and Album of the Year with Living the Dream, available on beachbumband.com. We'd love for you to vote for us. That'd be so cool. To be in that list is pretty awesome. And for the Beach Bars and Guitar Show, thank you so much. Are you kidding me? Pre-recorded show of the year. We love it, man. Thank you. Please, if you're a TRMA guy, go vote, or gal, go vote and bring us where we need to be. That'd be so fantastic. And I'll tell you what, if we do, I'm having a party. I'm going to have a party, and we're all going to celebrate and pass the trophy around. And if not, I'm just glad to be nominated. So anyways, check it out. BeachBarsAndGuitars.com. You can check us out on Shore Life Radio and on Beachfront Radio. So everybody, the crickets are calling. It's time to go home. We will see you next week. Until then.